Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, they did it for a while, not a long while, just a stutter step, in fact, but they made officials full-time. Doesn't there need to be full-time officials in the NFL?
Or how about when in doubt, don't throw the flag, instead of when in doubt, do? Because that's what it seems.
God, I don't know about that.
Well,
I mean, I'm with you.
Two hands to the face calls that weren't actually hands to the face went against the Lions on the last drive.
Hands to the shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't even hands to the neck
ridiculous.
Or face.
Yes.
Dude's offensive lineman's head goes back, and I can see why that would be your knee jerk. You see the guy's head go back, and then it's like, well, he must have his hand up underneath his face mask. But he didn't. So call what you see and see what you call. Look, I understand the helmet-to-helmet emphasis and to take that out of the game. But earlier, guy's name's escaping me. Was it Walker?
For who?
The Lions. He had a sliding interception try, and he made contact with a Packers dude's helmet, and he got called for it. Dude's going for the ball, trying to make a diving interception, and those guys' heads come together. You know, it's the difference between Vontaze Burfict hitting Jack Doyle and this guy trying to make a pick.
Totally.
And got nailed for it. And the official after the game in the pool reporter room or whatever said that, sorry, I know what he was trying to do, but helmet to helmet, we have to call it. Even if he would have come up with an interception, they would have called unnecessary roughness.
Sure.
Because he slid to try to intercept the ball and accidentally hit the receiver in the head.
Well,
man, that would have been a tough one for me to swallow if I'm a Lion fan or player or whatever. Oh, did you see in the second quarter the Packers had 13 players on the field?
No.
It wasn't even 12. They had two extra guys out there. They missed that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but they got Detroit at the end of the first half for 12 in what would have been a field goal attempt instead of what turned into a touchdown.
Yep.
Changed the complexion of the game. Look, that game, it's usually you chalk it up to, hey, they even out over the course of time, right? I mean, you know, that's kind of the fallback, the default on officiating. But, Shane, I've seen that game last night was a clear example of Detroit losing a game they should have won.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The game in week two between Denver and Chicago, Bradley Chubb was called on a roughing the passer call on Mitch Trubisky that was there's no other way to say it, an absolutely abysmal, brutal call that plainly and clearly cost Denver the football game.
Yep. I agree. I was watching and the game. I wholeheartedly agree.
I don't care. I mean, like I said, I don't care one way or the other. I'm just talking about as an observer of games. I don't have dogs in the fight here. I'm just talking about watching the games. I have seen two games this year. And don't start lining up now and say, well, did you see this call and this? It happens in every – I'm talking about two games that one team, the Lions and the Broncos in both of these cases, would have won the game if the correct call had been made. Period. So at the end of the day, is this on the officials or is it on the NFL? Because I suspect it's probably a little of both.
It's the it's the director of officials or the whoever, whatever his title is, you know, basically not holding these guys accountable enough or not.
Apparently.
And apologizing for it, admitting you're wrong, isn't going to change anything either.
You know,
I've heard that too. It's like, you know, no accountability. All right, so what if you do take accountability? What if you do say we blew it? It's not going to make anybody feel any better. It's actually going to make you feel worse. But three times in the fourth quarter last night, 10-16 left to go, Trey Flowers, as Bruce alluded to, called for illegal use of hands on a third down sack of Aaron Rodgers. That's what makes it so damning right there.
Oh, my God.
Third down,
absolutely.
You sack Aaron Rodgers. Penalty allowed the drive to continue, and the Packers score a touchdown three plays later on Alan Lazard's 35-yard catch. Which, by the way, he was down at the one-yard line. They didn't review it. I don't know how they didn't. But anyway, that's a whole nother one.
Yeah.
7:08 left
in the
fourth
quarter. By the way, that 35-yard pass ended up costing me most yards passed between Rodgers and Stafford in our State Farm picks.
Yeah, the old 147.
Another reason to be irritated.
147 fourth quarter garbage yards for Aaron Rodgers.
Totally. Yep. Totally.
Anyway. 7:08 remaining on a second down play. This was one of the PIs that wasn't called. Will Redmond basically ran into Marvin Jones on a throw that would have been a 37-yard penalty. No call. And as we discovered yesterday, don't you dare challenge a pass interference call because it won't get overturned.
No, it's not going to get changed.
So
no.
That cost the Lions 37 yards, and then they had to punt two plays later. And then with 1:45 left, Flowers, again, is called for illegal use of hands, this time on a third down incompletion by Rodgers. Mason Crosby hits a game-winning field goal as time expires, a minute and 42 seconds later.
Gift wrapped.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just gift wrapped.
You had a sack and a third down incompletion wiped away in the span of 10 minutes or whatever.
It's got to be better than that. It just has to be better than this. It has to be.
Well, you know, talking about swallowing the whistle, and maybe that's a good start. On Patrick Mahomes' first drive, that ended up in a touchdown, he had 116 passing yards. That tells you how often and how much they got flagged in one drive. And then we talked about the Jets and the Cowboys' last drive. It was just absolutely marred with penalties. So I'm not exactly sure what the answer is either.
Hmm.
But they are a story each and every week.
And the wrong kind.
Right.
We're not, I mean, look, these are all people that work hard and that have great passion for the game. And it's been my pleasure to know a handful of these folks over the years. And they're smart, hardworking people who know the rule book inside and out. Mm-hmm. And they have the best interest of the game at heart. And in mind at all times. But unfortunately, you're right. It's every single week, and it's usually multiple examples.
Yeah.
It's not a game here or a game there. I mean, it ends up being conversation 2-3 times a week in different games.
Yep.
And when it starts changing the outcomes of games, when you can go to an exact play and say, what the hell are you looking at here?
I just gave you four of them on Monday night where know everybody's watching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. And so and it changes it pivots the outcome of a game on that moment, in that moment. That's wrong.
Yep.
All right. Eddie starts us off. He's joining us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Yeah, just a comment about the game. I'm a Packers fan, and I have to admit, after the game, I told my wife, man, if I'm a Lions fan, I'm upset. But the call really kind of showed me about the officiating. If you guys remember, Detroit scored, I think it was 4th-and-1 on a run up the middle, and three officials, the one on the left, come running in, signaling touchdown.
The
one in the back
you're right.
was saying no. The one in the right was saying no. And there was no way that whatever they called was going to stand. But how in the world did the one on the left come running in when the running back, his back was to him. The ball was on his right side, facing the right side, and yet he's the one to call the touchdown. So anyway, I agree. I think there's something we have to do when it determines the outcome of a game. In the first quarter, I get it. Before half, I get it. But when there's something that really changes the perplexion of the game and changes the outcome, we've got to do something. But anyway, just want to throw that in. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Eddie.
Well, and thank you, Eddie, and appreciate you listening. You could, I suppose, that Golic and Wingo, they started talking about maybe a sky judge, which, you'd catch things that you couldn't necessarily see. Like what Eddie was talking about, you had to look through a sea of humanity and try to figure out where
and
the
ball
was.
And you still couldn't see it.
And where
and you still couldn't see it, really.
Forward progress stopped and all that stuff. That was an impossibility for those guys. I can get why that there was confusion on that play. But even if you have a sky judge or if you have an all-22 and you can see everything, that's still not really an answer, because then what are you going to do? Just have, turn it over to computers or robots or whatever, and we'll have robotic flags get thrown out?
I mean,
it's not like baseball or tennis. Those are easy, and you can review those things quick, especially in tennis, because you got a sensor. It's either in or out, and then that's it, and we move on. And baseball, you don't have the clock to worry about. Where was the ball spotted? Was there a clear recovery? There's all kinds of stuff that bogs down a football game when you replay or challenge a call on the field. But even if you can fix it robotically, or you know what I'm saying? That's still not really an answer.
And it really isn't, and I don't think it's realistic unless there is technology that I am unaware of. You're talking about 22 guys on a grid, every single play making contact. I mean, there's just so many places and things going on and places to look. I don't want to say it's impossible to officiate NFL games flawlessly, but it may be. But my problem is not with the human element. My problem is with, generally speaking, my problem is with when a game's outcome is changed by egregiously missed calls. And you had that case last night for the Detroit Lions. Period. Those two calls allowed Green Bay to win the football. Now, look, Crosby still got to hit the field goal. Oh, I mean, I get all of that.
20 yards, but, I could have made that.
But that's a chip shot for him. Frank is up next, 869-1240, talking officiating. It's a slippery slope when we get on it. Frank, you're on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. What's up, partner?
So I follow a lot of the football on Twitter. So on Sundays, everyone was complaining about how long these games are taking and how many flags. If we add more reviews, so are we going to make it into a five-hour game? That's it.
Well,
as long as we get the calls right.
Because it's – yeah, and it's not – and that's not a really – because the NFL has a model, and even with replays, they get the games done in a certain amount of time. That's television for you. Power of getting from one game to the next. So, I don't know. I wouldn't worry about that too much.
But even if it does take a little longer, would you rather them get everything right?
I think, you'd rather
get as much as you can. All right. Well, this is apparently a hot-button topic. Husker Brad is with us. Hi, Husker Brad.
Good. Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
Hey, Brad.
I don't know what the answer is, but I can tell you what the answer is not, and that is to have the officials review it. I bet you I've watched a dozen times this year, you know, this new pass interference rule. Just like Kelsey the other night. I mean, he was actually mugged that one last night on Marvin Jones, should have been probably. But it was like the coach doesn't even throw his challenge light because it's been useless. It's to me, it's almost like the officials are saying, you know what, you want to question our judgment, you want to question what we're seeing, we're not going to change anything. Because
he should probably adopt the baseball model and go to New York or go somewhere else to somebody else watching the game and let them decide, right?
Well, if it's an official, it's probably not going to make a difference because, like I said, it's almost as if they're butthurt that there's any question on, you know, their integrity.
So you're alleging cronyism then, that an official would never upstage another official. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Brad. I do think that ultimately they want to get the call right. It is amazing to me, as much football as obviously we all watch, how many calls are not gotten right by well-intentioned people. And I hate this conversation because when you get into officiating, that's low-hanging fruit for people.
Yeah. And it's dangerously close to fans blaming the officials every time their team loses.
Of course. You know. It is. And you know, I'll give Matt Patricia, I happened to catch a lot of his podium last night. He was cool about it. I mean, as cool as you could be, being probably seething underneath, right? I mean, but he handled it well. I don't know, man. This just will continue to be an issue. It's a pretty hot issue right now, I think. So we'll see.
It's a difference between the Lions being in first place and being in last place.
Oh, damn right.
I mean,
absolutely.
That was the difference
totally
in a win or loss last night in the NFC North.
Mm-hmm. No question. Cindy, our Twitter question when we continue. We are 17 minutes away from Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network. Talk about the Chiefs and their latest travails as we continue here on a Tuesday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.